Listener Production.
Hello, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The Premier says he's open to the idea of shark barriers in parts of the Swan River. Follows the capture of a 3-metre bull shark near the East Fremantle boat ramp by local fishermen last night. A shark advice is now in place for swimmers in the East Fremantle area. Mark McGowan says they're looking at more safety measures.
We're currently reviewing urgently whether or not to put in place some of those swimming barriers that you see at Cottesloe and other beaches, whether to put some of those in the river. We're looking at what locations we could do that immediately.
Two more banks have responded to the latest interest rate rise. Commonwealth and Westpac have joined ANZ and NAB in passing on the change in full, adding 0.25% to their variable interest rates for home loans. 3 days on from the massive earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, rescuers refusing to give up hope of finding more survivors. An Australian team is set to join the operation tomorrow. The death toll has surpassed 15,000. Turkish Ambassador Ufuk Geyser has told Nine that number will continue to climb.
The enormity of the crisis is making the aid work quite difficult. Despite all those odds, they're doing their best. And as I've been saying, the window of opportunity for saving lives is closing.
Firefighters are battling a bushfire impacting communities in the Shire of Carnarvon. A watch and act alert in place for parts of McLeod and Yindu Creek, including a section of the North Coast Highway. There is a possible threat to lives and homes.